John Coleman, it's another one of those nights where I don't quite know where to begin. We'll begin at the end with the full-time whistle. You've taken a point against plenty of odds. Is the overriding emotion that you're pleased or bamboozled by what's gone on tonight?
I'm bamboozled. You know, we had a tough game on Tuesday. We were forced to play this game on a Friday to favour Notts County. That's the old top and bottom. You know, we could have easily played the game on a Sunday. The Chequered Trade Trophy is taking a preference over a Football League game, which is a disgrace. So that's for one. We shouldn't be playing a game tonight. We should be playing on Sunday. We've been forced to get changed in the corridor. Now, our change rooms leave a lot to be desired. But you can't build a whole room inside a room and make the changing room a corridor, which is a disgrace. So that's two. And then we get subjected to some baffling decisions, most of them going against us. Penalty that, you know, if you use the word soft, I think that's probably the best way you can describe a penalty. Nobody appealed for it. It gives you, despite not giving us a handball, blatant handball penalty in the first half, Billy Keogh bordering on being assaulted. We have two stonewall penalties in the second half that he decides not to give. We have a man sent off, which all their players are telling me it wasn't even a foul. So where do you begin and end? You know, unfortunately, sometimes you just don't get the rubber of the green with decisions. We haven't had a penalty this season, and we must have had seven great shouts for them. We've had one given against us, probably the softest one of the softest ones you'll see. And when you've got their captain coming up to you at half time saying it's not a pen, when you've got Ami Obi, who's being allegedly fouled, telling me it's not a pen, you know, you wonder what you've got to do. And I don't think referees mean to make mistakes, but there was a lot of mistakes made tonight. And they're human, they're going to make mistakes. I make mistakes. I made one Tuesday, probably cost us a goal. But, you know, we've got to start getting the rubber of the green, but we've got to start defending better. The second goal was terrible. From our point of view, we should stop at a source. When we had a hint of a break, they were quick to foul us and take the yellow card. We don't seem to be that ruthless. We don't seem to be that cynical. And, you know, perhaps it's a good thing, perhaps it's not, but we're suffering from it because we're conceding goals because of it.
In terms of your team, nobody can question their commitment, their effort. You've scored in stoppage time again.
Well, we look as though we're going to win it as well. It's a great save by the keeper. We feel as though it's a penalty. Caden's, you know, outpaced the lad. He's being wiped out again. And we don't get the decision. But we kept going. We went for the win. You know, we didn't shut up shop at the time and take the 2-2 once we equalised. We went for the win and we made a couple of chances. Delighted for Malach to score in his debut. Would have been great if we'd have got the winner. But there was a lot of big performances in there. You know, Ross coming on, making his debut and league debut, and you know, he's played a hand in a goal, winning a header. Everything that could go wrong for us tonight did. You know, losing Ben with a dislocated shoulder when we're already thin on the ground defensively. But we've got a lot of character in this room, and you know, it's a shame that we couldn't go top tonight. And we've just got to believe that we can win games. And if we believe we can win games, we can also believe what our ultimate goal is to get promoted. We can believe that that's possible.
Quite the introduction for young Malik Wilkes. I know you said he would make an impact at some point, perhaps not that quickly.
Well, you know, we've had to gamble, and he's ended up playing left wing back, which isn't his position. But he's put a shift in, you know. And disappointing for Mechie, because, you know, a really bright introduction on Tuesday, and he probably feels as though he's being fouled in the build-up to that. Once you lunge in and try and win the ball, even if you don't, you run the risk of making a referee make a decision. I'll have to see it again. I couldn't tell you whether it was a sending off or not. What I do know is after the worst tackle of the game took place after 45 seconds on James Keneally, and it didn't even get a talking to. So, or it might have got a talking to, but it didn't get a yellow. In the so-called, I don't want to do inverted, or them quotation marks, it's managing the game, apparently, that you can let someone do an horrendous challenge because it's after 45 seconds. You don't want to book him. Someone got sent off the other day after 45 seconds. If it's a sending off, it's a sending off. If it's a booking, it's a booking. You can't go over the top on someone like what happened to him tonight. And it goes unpunished. And, you know, there was a lot of things out there that I was disappointed with. And, you know, I don't really want to blame referees, because we've got to look after what we can control, and we can control our own play. We give up too many chances in the second half tonight. Maybe that's a gun goal because we're starting to get back into the game. We've got to tighten up. We know that. We've got to add bodies to the squad. We're thin on the ground, doesn't, you know, tell a story. We're bare. And we've got to add them in, you know, sooner rather than later. But I'm really pleased with the appetite that we're showing. And, you know, we never believe we're beat. And we said that things might go against us tonight. We can't let our heads off, and we didn't. And if we'd have showed that spirit against Yeovil, we'd have murdered Yeovil.
Last one. Do you know how Ben Richards Everton is? It looked like a bad one.
His shoulder's gone in, back in. So it's just now how long the recovery is. He has got 8 days to get over it. So, you know, hopefully he'll be fit for next Saturday.